addresses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is the true goodness in the life? In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salaamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z IRB English Radio Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to be with you in this program. So we are going to start our program with a question, and that is a very common question we see throughout our youths, especially when they are struggling with their own families. Imagine someone has asked, and I'm a young man studying at the first stages of the university. My father says that all happiness lies on studying until I obtain a doctorate degree, and then I shall earn lots of money. He has not at all concerned about my religious affairs. He does not ask me about my prayers, fasting or faith at all. I know that his mindset is incorrect, but I cannot say the truth to him. What should I do? Very good. So to answer this question, I should say that you should study and learn so you can be high in this life as your father wishes. If he sees you do so, he will not deny your prayer, fasting or faith. The Holy Quran says, and seek by the means of what Allah has given you, the future part, and do not neglect your portion of this world. So do not give your father an excuse to persecute you in your religion. As long as you can do both studying and performing your religious obligations, if there is a suitable occasion, try to explain your father the meaning of this tradition. When once Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about goodness, and he replied, goodness is not to have much money and many children, but goodness is to have much knowledge and to be magnanimous and to be proud among the people of worshipping your Lord. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page, and I'm Farhad. I'm very honored to be with you for this program. We were talking about a very common problem, probably in some families, that the father, they put lots of importance of studying and earning lots of money, while they do not put any importance about the religious affairs, and some of our youths will suffer from this kind of situation. And we ask that the real goodness is not earning lots of money, but it is to have and obtain lots of knowledge about religion and being magnanimous throughout the people and to be proud among the people of worshipping our Lord. And as far as we can study and get the very high level in life and also doing our religious affairs together, there is no obstacle in front of us. So we can do both of them together and there is no problem. So we can have our families satisfied with ourselves, as well as we can have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with us. But if you see your father deny your religion, in this occasion, some families will suffer from this problem as well. Even though you should do not what he wants from you, do not submit to him, because there is no obedience to a creator if it means disobeying the creator, as we have received in a hadith from our prophet. In any case, you should be very polite in dealing with your father and with the entire family, for Allah has ordered in his book to worship him first and to be dutiful and kind to parents second. You may with a slap at your morals, guide your father and save him from his moral poverty. And thus, good morals are the best means to achieve success after success. So, there is nothing to say more about this kind of occasion and about this kind of father and his likes, except to offer this tradition of the Prophet ﷺ, when he once looked at some children and said, "Woe unto the children of last time on earth from their fathers." Someone said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, from their polytheist fathers?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "No, from their faithful fathers. They do not teach them anything of obligations, and if the children learn, they prevent them and they become satisfied with them for a little material things of the worldly life. I am free from them, and they are free from me." It's a very, very, very important hadith we have received from the Prophet ﷺ. And we, as fathers, as mothers, have to bear in our mind this hadith and to not treat with our children, to not treat with our youths in this way. Because the Prophet has said that, "I am free from this kind of people and they are free from me." And we never like to be free from the Prophet ﷺ and his immaculate Ahlul Bayt. I hope everyone a happy life and a life based on Islamic rules and Islamic principles. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.